so that you'll be positioned to enjoy what we do tonight. Celebrate it. We can do better. Celebrate it. Put your hands together for the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We appreciate you because you are the source of our joy. You are the source of our strength. You are our everything. It is in you we move, we live, and we have our being. Without you, we are nothing. We thank you for what you have been doing since the beginning of this program. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that has kept us this far. Thank you for all the battles you have fought for us and the victory you have given us. And thank you for the victory you have assured us ahead. Father, receive glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we have come again together to receive empowerment because by strength shall no man prevail. We have come to receive empowerment from you, O Lord. We pray that your presence will be made manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray as many that are here present and your children connected all over the world that your mighty hands of power will reach out to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. That no one that is connected to this program right now will go without an experience with you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh Lord, that whatsoever that have been our desire, whatsoever that have been our needs, the reason why we are taking this program very seriously, Abba Father, meet us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Above all, O Lord, let our life be transformed to the image of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, may you continue with us. For in Jesus' most glorious name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God bless you. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Praise the Lord. You are all welcome to this empowerment program, Empowerment Hour. Today is number what? 26 out of 30. We have gone for, give the Lord a clap offering. It is not easy. Bible says it's not of him that runneth, neither of him that willeth, but of him that showeth mercy. And it is not him that started, it is those that endure to the last. The Lord who has given us grace to begin, we give us grace to end it gloriously in the name of Jesus Christ. I cannot hear a louder amen. Amen. Said the Lord will give us what we desire for this program in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We've been enjoying the grace of the Lord. To some of us, it's as if the program should not end, even though it's not palatable to our earth, to our flesh. Even though the flesh is resisting, but the soul is appreciating it. You know, you can testify to that from the dreams you are having, the kind of the grace that the Lord is giving you. I know brethren will be testifying different dreams, different victories they are having in their spiritual life. Even the level they could not attain before, lives are being changed. Spiritual lives are being moved forward. We are moving from strength to strength. All we can do is just to appreciate God. Appreciate God and also to thank the Lord for the life of our overseer, because in a moment like this, the greatest thing, a program that a believer or any heavenly conscious or eternal being, any program that you could engage in now should be an empowerment program. If there is anything that those that desire to see their Savior when he comes, those that are making every effort to go with the Lord in the rapture, if there is any program they should be engaged in at this early period of the year, it should be an empowerment program. Praise the Lord. And we really thank God who has inspired our daddy to put a program like this It is a glorious day, brethren. There is nothing else you can desire other than to be empowered. To be empowered. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Let's screen it. That we know the importance of why this program is being organized. Why everyone needs to take it very, very seriously. Say, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. He said, whom resists, steadfast in the face. You know, the devil is in the business of attacking, of tempting us. While we, the children of God, where our responsibility is to do what? Is to resist. Praise the Lord. And we are here to receive empowerment to be able to resist. Without empowerment, how can we be able to resist our adversary, the devil? Without empowerment, how are we going to be able to overcome the accuser of the brethren? The Lord Jesus Christ, to every age, will say, to whom that overcome, will I give this, will I give that? So the heaven we are looking up to, for us to be able to get here, there are things to overcome. Praise the Lord. And without us having an empowerment, there is no how we'll be able to overcome these trials, these challenges or temptations that the adversary will be bringing our way. Praise the Lord. So very quickly, this evening, I will be exhorting us on what I titled as the empowerment by the knowledge of who you are in Christ. Like our daddy has said, the greatest empowerment that anyone can have is the empowerment by knowledge. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? Because the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. If you don't have truth, then you'll be in bondage. And when you are in bondage, the enemy has overcome you. Praise the Lord. So that is the knowledge. The knowledge is, your knowledge is one of the greatest things that you need to have. The greatest empowerment that every child of God needs to have is the empowerment by knowledge. Praise the Lord. But the Bible says, my people are destroyed. For lack of what? Is it for lack of anointing? And lack of mysteries? My people are destroyed. Forces. What does it say? For lack of what? For lack of knowledge. Knowledge of who? Knowledge of the word of God. But this evening, we want to look at that knowledge of who you are in Christ. The Bible says, the gates of hell, he told Peter, Matthew 16, 19. He said, I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail. On it. I said, thou art Peter. He said, the gate of hell shall not prevail on it. Matthew 16, 19. Let's screen it. He said, upon this rock, and I will give Matthew 16, 18. 18. See, I say unto thee, this the Christ talking to Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Brethren, as a believer, for the gate of hell not to prevail on your own individual life, particularly in this year 2024, we have entered it into. First and foremost, you need to know who you are in Christ. Praise the Lord. Your knowledge of who you are in Christ will determine whether or not the gates of hell will prevail against you, even as a journey unto glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The knowledge of who you are in Christ is so important. Brethren, I would like to be, within the period I have, I would like to be factual. Our accuser, the adversary, What Peter wrote there, we know we have been expecting the soon coming of the Lord. The past 2,000 years that we have been, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Now, Romans 13:11. Let's screen it. So that we know we've been hearing it, and it's not as if our law is delaying. The last statement is what I want to. It said, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. What am I picking here? We've been hearing it for so long, but the moment, the period we are in now, the time for his soon coming is so close. Praise the Lord. If he have been telling you his coming since 2,000 years ago, at this point in time, and you know, no word of God will go without coming to fulfillment, that Christ will definitely come. Now, our redemption is closer than when we began. Now, I want us to do a very simple analogy. Based on what we have read in 1 Peter 5:8, that our adversary, the devil, he said, walking up and down, is like an athlete. If an athlete is running a race, when does he exert his most energy? Is it at the beginning or towards the finishing line? I can't hear from the back there. Is it at the beginning? The finishing line. Please follow me. Devil knows that God is rounding off his program with the Gentiles. The fullness, Romans 11:25 will soon be fulfilled. The fullness of Gentiles will come in. Devil is aware of that. He's very much aware. If the devil, whose goal it is not against, his target is not against unbelievers, he knows that he already has them in his pocket and he will lead them to hell. Every attack, every strategy, every battle plan of the devil is against you and I. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if devil, when he began, was attacking you with one attack, with firing you one arrow in a day, now he's approaching his finishing line. How many arrows do you think he will be firing you now? Are you following me? Brethren, the time has come for us to face reality, to talk to us, because what God has enlisted us in, it is not religion. It is what? A way of life. It is life itself. And that is why everyone who is enlisted in this race, knowing fully well, it is the only way that you have to get back to your Creator. You need to be very alert 24 hours. Praise God. Devil knows his time is running out. It's running out. He has decided that since he is going to lake of fire, and he has really made up his mind that you and I will follow him. And it is now up to you and I to decide whether we will follow him or not. Praise God. Now, like I said, devil is, if it is firing you one arrow, because I'm telling you, you will experience attack, whether it's in your ministry, in your marriage, in your health, in your finances, in whatsoever you are into, you are banned. It is part of the life in the journey as you go to glory. Now, I just want to prepare your mind. I'm not a prophet of doom. That's the remaining days left. The remaining days left. Prepare your mind. You can't continue to remain a baby Christian. That the attack of the devil against you will be multiplied. It will be what? Multiplied. Can I tell you something? Each time the devil is attacking you, whether the attack is against your health or against your finances and against your ministry or your husband, he is only asking you one question. The only question devil is asking you is what? The question is Acts 19 verse 15. He's only asking you questions. And that is what we want to dwell in. Are we all there? Prepare your mind. Attack will continue to come because you are his target. You are his opponent. He doesn't have time with unbelievers. He knows where he will pack them to. But you are his target. Now, expect many more. Many more. And that is why we're using this program to prepare ourselves, to fortify, so that when these attacks are coming, you'll just be smiling because you are already equipped to overcome them. Praise the Lord. Did we? Let's read it. Acts 19:15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are ye? Anytime you receive that attack, the only question the devil is asking you, who are you? And that is why the topic is coming forth. Your knowledge, the knowledge of who you are in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Anytime, whether it is your headache, you fire the arrow, whether it is your businesses, the whole thing crumbled, whether it is a relationship that got broken, whether it is a bad luck you experience, is throwing that arrow for just this singular question, who are you? And your answer to this question will determine truly whether you know who you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And like I said, it is an exhortation to give us, to let us know who we are. There is nothing I want to say this evening that our daddy has not said and the great pastors in the house have not exhorted us on. But just like Paul will tell Timothy, he said, keep them in remembrance of these things. Praise the Lord. He said, keep them in remembrance of these things. It is so necessary that we continue to remind ourselves of this because many of us, our case is like a fowl that has been tied for so long at a place. When the fowl is loosed, it's still acting as if it were still chained. Meanwhile, the rope, the chain, has been cut off. Praise the Lord. Or somebody who has been in darkness for so long, immediately is brought into light. It takes time for him to recover, to know that, I'm no more in darkness. That is experiences of so many people. And that is why it is so important that we continue to remind ourselves of who we are. Like I said, your knowledge of who you are in Christ will determine whether the devil will overcome you or not, particularly this year. Each time you receive those attacks, each time you suffer those bad luck or whatsoever negativity you suffer, this question is being asked. Who are you? Praise the Lord. Because, like I said, the time is running fast. We must now have spiritual giants. We have been taught all the mysteries we need to be taught. The gospel has been well explained. The soon coming of the Lord is getting closer. We cannot remain baby Christians. We need to grow. We need to grow in our knowledge in who we are in Christ. Praise the Lord. Because when a woman that somebody, an enemy, plays a sacrifice in front of his shop, that enemy that has done that, what question is he asking that woman? This is his job where he's making sales. He comes back the following morning, he saw sacrifice there. He has an intention. But that sacrifice, what was the purpose of bringing it? The question that the devil is asking by that sacrifice placed in front, he's asking him, who are you? And the woman began to run etta skater. This is my experience. Immediately I gave my life to Christ. Bumping in the joy of the Lord, I have been delivered from the captivity of the devil. I am in a new kingdom. Now I have a father that I can call upon that can hear me. And this is somebody who has been a Christian before me, and a sacrifice was placed before before her shop. And the next, she could not even enter the shop. She was busy looking for who will come and take the sacrifice away. Praise the Lord. She was busy. And the only thing that she come to her mind, I used to know this brother that always come and talk to me about Jesus. Let me go and look for him. And he ran towards, very young in the Lord. But by God's grace, I have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost by that time. So I have been able to know my position in the law. They were asking him by placing that sacrifice. Her response will determine whether she knows who she is in Christ. And now he began to run at us. He came to meet her, and I went to meet her. I said, this sacrifice is the one that is getting you scared, that because of this sacrifice, you cannot enter into your shop that you paid for, that you are making sales from. I said, as young as I was, I said, you are ashamed to Christianity. Praise the Lord. I said, you are ashamed to Christianity because this sacrifice here is nothing, but it's nothing as long as you are a Christian. We know that there is only one God. Every other gods, there are small gods that are under us. Praise the Lord. And I told her, I said, madam, if not because of hygiene, that this place is dirty, the sacrifice was made of eggs with oil and yam. Assuming this sacrifice was placed now, when it was freshly put there, I would have sat down and I would have eaten this thing and I would have been jumping. She was like, she was running. I said, you don't know who you are? That the sacrifice can still be scaring you as a child of God? I said, I am very, very disappointed in you. And what did I do? Because I could not eat it because of the hygiene. It was dirty, dust, because the vehicle has passed there. And then I said, for you to know that this is nothing to a child of God. I used a stick. I carried it. I said, you also, wherever you are, you have carried this thing here to tell you that you have no power over a son, a child of God. I carried it sacrifice. I scattered it in her presence. And I told her, enter into your shop. And I said to them, I said, you might be monitoring wherever you are, but I know you are so weak and powerless you can't fight during the day. I said, tonight, I will be waiting for you, and let there be a showdown. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I was in the night. I was sleeping. By 12, I just woke up. I said, don't you know? I have an encounter with people that we are going to meet tonight. And I stood up. I was waiting. After I didn't see them, and as I was about to sleep, and the Lord made me to realize, hey, why are you wasting your time for nothing? Don't you know where you are? You are far above. You are in Christ. Far above principalities and powers. Very young in the Lord. Very young in the Lord. But I knew my right. Brethren, we did it. Being in Christ, it is so important that we know who we are. Where we were before, maybe I will quickly take us through a memory lane. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. We were when before we came into Christ, before we see our helpless condition, because of the sin of Adam, before we come here, let's read Romans 5:12. Through Adam, the first creation, all of us were made sinners and dead. And because of that, we became slaves to oppressions of the devil. Witches and wizards, occulting men can use us and play football. They can use us for sacrifice and no power. Say, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world. This man is Adam. And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, and for that all have sinned. Because of this, all of us became sinners, and sin dominated us. No power. We lost relationship from our Heavenly Father. No relationship anymore. If the devil is attacking us, no one to call upon. Ephesians 2:12. Look at what he's saying. That at the time you were without Christ, talking to you and I, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. If they prophet you here, if they attack you here, nothing, no help from anywhere. That is our condition. At that moment, the devil was having his few days. It is point and kill. Nothing to resist, nothing to challenge. That was the helpless condition we were. And Galatians 4:4, when the fullness of time came, when the fullness of time came because of the love of the Father. That's why you see us dancing the way we're dancing, because we knew our condition before we came into Christ. He said, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son made of woman. This is Jesus coming. And John chapter 1 verse 29, when he began his ministry, John saw him. What did he say? John 1:29, what does he say? He said, behold, the Lamb of God, that all take care of the sin. That sin that made you and I to be cut off from a loving Father. The Lamb came to come and take it away. I know we are grounded in this, but I'm going somewhere. After the everything, John 19:30, what does he say? See, I want to dissect this statement. I know they have spoken. Until you personalize it, you will not know the import of this scripture. He said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. This finish, to me, this finish, it means all that separated me from that heavenly Father, that made me to be without God, that if I call, I cannot hear me. All that I have, it is finished. He has settled it. That's why we sing that song. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Since has left a crimson stain, he washed white as snow. It was not a partial payment. It was total. It was total. It was total. It was total. Now I have this knowledge. I have this knowledge. And a shrine, an occult man, a wizard will be deciding my life. My heart bleeds when I see the way people profess Christianity still live their life. 1 Peter 1:18. If only you will know what your life in Christ cost Jesus, you will not be afraid of any powers on earth. 1 Peter 1:18. Say, for as much as you know, he expects that you know that you were not redeemed. It was not by billions, or it was not by cars or estate or any material things that you were redeemed. Look at by what you are redeemed. With corruptible things as silver and as gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your father. Verse 19. By what were you redeemed? By what are you redeemed? Hope you know the meaning of the blood. Leviticus 17. Say the life of the flesh is in the what? The blood. It was his life. Your life cost God his own life. Now, how can you have this? And I see that, they say you are, there is a power in your village that is terrorizing everybody. And yes, you cannot go. You cannot go. See what you are redeemed. You are redeemed by. Anytime those attacks are coming, it's a question. Do you know who you are in him? Do you know the investment made on you for you to have life? Do you know Romans 8:32? That is all that every Christian needs to know to have. Then you live a life of victory. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All, not some, all. Is it all? Is it children? Is it this all that you ever think of? Who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. You dream a dream, you see them, they run after you. You have to turn back and begin to pursue them. You have been empowered. You have been empowered. The blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for you, it was the precious thing that could have been done for you. And what else? What else? How are we still living? Colossians 1:12. These are scriptures. These are scriptures that I arm myself with because I know there are powers. Colossians 1:12. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. See verse 13. Who had delivered us from the powers of darkness. That is where we were before. And had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. You were powers of darkness. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and power. Against rulers of darkness. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. But he has delivered us. We are now in the light. We are equipped. We are equipped to fight. In Jeremiah, he said, they will fight, but they will not. They will not prevail. Who are you? It's a question anytime you receive such attack. It's a question you are being asked. It's a question. You have been, your new birth guarantees you so many privileges. And one of them is what you have just seen. You are now translated into the kingdom of his dear son. You were in the kingdom of darkness before. You were under the captivity. You are like you have been kidnapped. And a ransom was paid. That's why I call Jesus Christ my ransom. He is my ransom. If not because he has offered that ransom with his own life, I would have still be under the bondage of Satan. He offered his ransom for me to be free. It is a privilege. See where you are again, your privilege. Hebrews 12:24. We cannot live like victims. Jesus has conquered. He has given us victory. When you have received him, how do you receive him? He has said, he invited me, said, Mark 16:16, he that believed and is baptized shall be saved. I did not delay when I saw he, whosoever, it was an invitation. I saw I have been under oppression of the devil. I ran to him. I quickly went for my water baptism. I repented of all the evil, my old life, and I went into my water baptism for my justification. And now he gave me the Holy Ghost. I now become a son of God. 1 John 3:1. There is nothing that excites me more than for me to know that the creator of heaven and earth is my Father. This realization makes me to be fearless. No matter when they say, oh, he's the head of occults. That is where I would like to meet him. Because, look at this. 1 John 3 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon love. That we should be what? Called the sons of God. Sons of God. Ask yourself, are you a daughter and sons of God? Ask yourself, it's a question you need to ask. Am I truly a son? And that is the first thing that everyone, religion is past. You need to be able to answer that question. Because the answer to that, am I a son of God? Am I a daughter of God? Until you are able to give a convincing answer to that question, I'm telling you, devil, we continue to make mess. And devil will not make mess of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I have known that I have Father, I have God Almighty as my Father. Therefore, I am not afraid. Because this year, 2024, many opportunities will come. But this opportunity will come, will be like, see your opportunity. See something that will terrify you by desire. It will be, the opportunity will be there for it to move you forward, whether financially or in your relationship, in your business. But there is something the devil will place there that will want to intimidate you, not to go for it. And like I said, each time he's firing that, it could be an attack of fear. He's asking you, who are you in Christ? Each time he's asking that question. And he has asked me that question severally, and I thank God for knowing who I am. He has made me to prevail. Praise the Lord. As we go, it is a journey. It's going to be battle upon battle. See, having known who I am, see another way that devil came to ask me, who am I? And because I know who I am in God, It vanished away. Let me give you this testimony, because these days I realize that the testimony that we give based on our experiences is really making a whole lot of people to take their stand very seriously. Somebody that was just released from, I was released from Maximum Creek Prison, called me just last week and said, that immediately he was released from Maximum, that Lagos State called him to come and talk as an inmate. And after the talk, he was invited, what do you want to do now? And he said, if only he could have a vehicle for him to be doing Uber. And he didn't even expect it. They took him to a car dealer, pointed to a Toyota Corolla. They paid $3.5 million and started driving. Started driving it, and he now called me that vehicle has been bashed by bus. That he would have become bitter, but he remembered a testimony I gave, that the period came that I did a business of about $1.8 million. I lost all the money. And that same day, I received the news. I went for evangelism in my area, and I preached. And when that incident called, he said, he remembered. And since that time, it has been the one that is encouraging him. And he's going about still preaching to people, and he showed me where the car. So that is why, as I continue, I'll be giving some personal experiences, the battles that we have fought, so that it will help you. It will help you to know. It will help you to know that this journey we are in is a journey of battle, but we have been assured victory. Let me give you this one. When I gave birth to my first son, my first child, where I come from, even though I have done everything possible, so because of the light I received, my sister is in the law, gradually some of them, and it is a prophecy that our daddy, 2007, when I came to meet you in your office, told you about the situation. You said, you told me that, you said, God will use you as a light in your family. That was 2007. See, that was the first time. And when I began, from what as the daddy told me then, I have seen the reality, the fulfillment of that word in my life. But gradually, light has entered into that family. Now, but there are some that have not. I gave birth to my, please pay attention, it will help you. I gave birth to my son, and my mom called me. He said, Hope, you don't know. Hope, you don't forget that when you give birth to a baby boy like that, that for 8 days, your wife will not eat anything that is pepperish. I said, what? We not eat anything that has pepper. A woman that even saw the labor with all that pain, I said, Mom, I've told you I am in a new kingdom now. Those other people that have been, he said, no, it doesn't matter. He gave me two examples. And I remember that people that just flouted the tradition belief, nothing will happen. And after 4th day, the baby died. In fact, one of them was my own blood sister. He gave me another one that is the son of my half-brother. The baby died. Now, I know this one is another Mount Carmel showdown. He wanted to know who, and like I told you, he's asking a question, who are you? This is a song that when I was dancing here, that the Lord told me a baby boy is coming. His name shall be Dominion. This is the baby that has come. Now you are telling me that if the mother does not eat anything that has pepper for 8 days, it will die. I said, I am in a kingdom. I am a covenant child of God. That is a covenant. That whatsoever covenant, because I know that thing is to yoke that boy into that kingdom. And I said, he said, whatever that happens, you will bear it. I said, let's see. He said, this one, I am of God. My son is of God. Let's see what will happen. That was why I defied that thing. I defied it. And today, that boy is 7 years old. He's in primary 3 and he's the best in the class. If I have the fear that they brought, if I have listened to it, that's how I would have yoked that boy's destiny to devils. He will always come and ask you a question. Who are you? And your response will determine whether you know who you are. Brethren, God has not given all the spirit of fear. He has not given all the spirit of fear, but he has given all the spirit of love and power and of sound mind. The hour has come. By now, with all the mysteries we have known, with all the words of the Lord that have been rightly divided, we have known, we are supposed to be taking territories. We are supposed to be ruling. We are supposed to be ruling our community. I am leaving. A brother came and saw. He said, "Brother Sam, don't you see this sign?" He said, "Don't you?" I said, "Which sign?" "This is a sign. Scorpion." I said, "I did not see." He said, "You did not see?" "I did not see. All I did, before I will pack, I have already prayed to the Lord. I'm packing to a place." And what does the Joshua say? He said, "Wherever the sole of my feet shall tread upon," he said, "I will possess." I said, "I have come. Whether it is the head of witches and wizards anywhere, because I am here, it will submit to me." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Don't worry. Let's see. That house I've been living in 2015. I have everything you can think that probably somebody should at least, that is not greedy. That is not greedy should think of. I think God has blessed me with it. As a child of God, a witch should run away from you. Darkness will run away from you. This idea that I cannot pack to a new house, I cannot pack because a witch is there. You are undermining the power of the cross. You are undermining the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And the heart of the Lord is bitter. Each time he sees people who has paid this so much for, and yet still running ether scatter from witches and wizards. From witches and wizards. It is the lack of this knowledge, your position in Christ, who you are, that has made so many. And before this program will end, somebody will actually, because the denominations have actually presented Christianity in a very, very wrong way, making people to believe they are saved when they are not saved. If you are not saved, there are a benefit rights that go with the new birth. If you are not properly saved, you cannot enjoy that right. The thing I'm boasting of is because angels are around me, because I am the heir to salvation. So they have the responsibility to protect. When they are coming, they are the one protecting, because it is my right. Amen. It is my right in the kingdom. It's not even a privilege, because angels are servants. They are ministry spirits to them that shall be what? Heirs of salvation. So that is why you will examine. Our daddy preached a message. He said, salvation is not by what? By assumption. Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 1:10, say, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. The privileges I'm talking, the rights I'm enjoying as a covenant child of God is because I am properly born again in it, and I can enjoy it. So that your case, I don't even know the Lord is preaching a gospel to me. The first accommodation I got, when I came to Lagos, 1999, the landlord so much loved me. And when he was about to die, he put my name in his will. I don't even know. Until when he died, that the children, they came to me. They came to their mother. We are assist that you gave birth to our father. Who is that person? Who is the name? And I said, it is the tenant there. And the only thing he wrote there is, as long as he wants to stay, don't disturb him. Don't disturb him. I like him. That was what he wrote. It is now I know that the gospel that the Lord is preaching to me. You know what happened? Immediately the man died. They buried him. The children came together and said they wanted to renovate the house. They say, "Do I want to continue?" I said, "I like the place now. I have a tutorial. Beside, they always, I paid 100,000 naira." They wanted to convert it to us. Face me and slap you. They wanted to convert it to mini self-contained. I paid them 100,000 naira. Immediately they finished the reconstruction. They just came together. Where they asked me to stay, where the construction was going on. First month passed. Second, people have started entering. And I said, "You collected my money. You didn't give me room." Then I said, "Don't be offended. We realize that you will not be able to maintain, because we shall so increase it to 200,000. Take your money." That was how they rejected me. It was years later that I realized that is the gospel.
Do you see the gospel here? No matter how you join a family, no matter how you join a family, you join a family when the time to share what matters most, you can never be a beneficiary. When the time for them to meet or enjoy, that is why you don't join a church. You are born. Those children, they were, in fact, they renovated it, they gave it to, they were enjoying the inheritance of their father's property. Me, that was not part of the family, they kicked me out. Despite of what their father wrote. Because we are not of the same blood. Praise the Lord. It is time, don't just assume. Assumption is very, very dangerous. Ensure that you are properly saved. Because so many questions, who are thou? Devil will ask you. And so many of these attacks that you are receiving, it is he asking. And many of these attacks, the answer will have just been taken care of by the fact that you are properly born again. Birthright. Birth what? Birthright. Your birthright. So many benefits as long you are in that kingdom. As long. They kick me out. And they enjoy the inheritance because it belongs to them. Praise the Lord. It is our inheritance. It is our inheritance. We are under slave. We are being molested by devil and his agent. When we have not yet received Christ, how come we are now in Christ now? We claim we are in Christ, and yet, manipulation, there are things we cannot go into. One of my brothers, my elder brother, was having an, thank God for Sister Betty. God bless you, ma'am. She gave me, he said, brother, the spirit of death is around you now. And he's so fierce that he has vowed to take somebody from your mother's children. I said, what? He said, just anything you have in your pocket, go and drop it at the altar. And the Lord will take away that spirit. I said, I was having only 200 there. I dropped it at the offering box. That was on Sunday. Tuesday, the following, I received a call that my elder brother, my immediate elder brother, that they have stabbed him and on the thigh. I said, what is his condition? I said, it will take God. Because it is very close to the major vein for him to survive. I said, prophecy on Sunday. See what is happening. I said, well, I have done what? And see what happened. All my sisters in Lagos, their pastors, they will say, that they were seen. Don't go. Don't go. The road is very dangerous. There is death on the road. This and this, this and that. My own blood brother, on the hospital, about to die. And I said, you know who you are, but I know who I am. No matter what is on that road, I have angels as a child of God that will go ahead of me and make every crooked way straight. I embark on the journey. We were going. True to their what they were seeing, immediately after Shagam, what happened? You see the vehicle, the tire at the back, pull off, and the vehicle. But before I entered, be armed. I took over from that bus. I sang. I began to preach until not quite long after the preaching. The vehicle somersaulted. But because I have already told the Lord that because a son of God is in this bus, nothing will happen. The vehicle, the driver did not know how he maneuvered. And he tumbled, and nobody died. We continue our journey. Every attack, devil is asking you, who are you? Your response to it will determine how long you are going to go in this journey. Who are you? Attack will continue to come in your, against your marriage, against your health, against your business. But your response to it will be determined about your knowledge, your position of who you are. Of who you are. See what happened to Paul. Just Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 37. Just knowing. 16 verse 37. Look at this. But Paul said unto this, after Paul and Silas have been arrested and be detained. Now, They have flogged them. They have flogged them. Now see what Paul is saying. He said, but Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly uncondemned. That is, they did not deserve why they were being condemned. They did not. What did they do? Was it not because they rebuked a damsel that was prophesying against them, and they were, because they had stopped the source of business of that man? I'm reading. The knowledge of whom, being Romans, this is somebody, just your identity is what we are looking at, your identity in Christ. Being Romans, and have cast us into prison, and now do they trust us out privately? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. This is Apostle Paul, knowing that he has a Roman citizenship, and he knows his advantage, that no Jew, nobody could just condemn them anyhow. He's boasting, and he used this. He declaimed his right here, and they came. That he doesn't want them, for if they have allowed them to go privately, they will have thought that they deserve the crime they were accusing them of. And because he knew his right, he demanded it, and his right was given to him, using just being a what? A Roman citizen. A Roman citizen. This is the second one. As of the same, as of Apostles chapter 22, verse 25. And as they bound him with tongues, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman? I read this scripture, I said, you meet kidnappers or a chief priest. Maybe you are in your village now, by mistake you are walking, and they just kidnap you, and they were taking you to a shrine to slaughter. And now when you get there, when you know who you are, in my town, they will say, "Won't feel more a boy." You understand that? They don't use the son of a chief priest. They don't sacrifice him. It's a taboo. It's a taboo. Now a kidnapper will carry you. And I thank God for the testimony that will be coming in. When they carry us, they drop us. Because we know who we are. You mean you want to? Immediately you mention, please, that statement that Apostle Paul said, is it lawful? He said, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman? And tell your kidnapper, is it lawful for you to kidnap a Christian? Is it lawful for you to sacrifice? Is it lawful for you to sacrifice a Christian? Hey, can you sacrifice a sacrifice? Thank you. Thank you. Is it lawful? Brethren, we have come, we have every reason to know who we are. We are not ordinary people. We are not ordinary people. This knowledge of who I am has helped me in my Christian journey. It has helped me. But as we have privileges, hope we know, in any civil society, as we are enjoying the right, hope you are aware that there are obligations. For every right that you enjoy, that there is a commensurate responsibility. So see your responsibility. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. You can't be enjoying all the benefits and everything, and yet you are just redundant. Nobody pays an ambassador that is not useful or an effective ambassador. See, I knew I am enjoying so much rights in the kingdom, and I know for that right to continue, I know I need to play my part. See who we are as Christians. Everybody is not a pastor, is not an evangelist, all that have benefited from grace. Say now, then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. If you have checked the meaning of an ambassador, if you have checked the meaning, he said, a high official is not just ordinary. We are not ordinary person that is representing his own country in another country. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is who an ambassador is. You see, the loss of that land, of where he's posted to, does not affect him. The economy of that land does not affect him. All that concerns him is from his own country. And as long as he's discharging his responsibility in that country he's posted, I'm telling you, nothing affects his welfare. Praise the Lord. Nothing affects his welfare. A brother met me, said, "Brother Sam, when I gave birth to my third child," he said, "as the economy was going bad," he said, "you are still giving birth." I said, "Brother, you could be watching me now, Brother Steve is in UK." I said, "Brother Steve," I said, "you don't know we don't operate by this economy." I said, "My salary is 60K, but I run the family 150,000 every week, every month." Did you hear that? The salary was 60,000 naira then. And the poor, everything, total spend every month was 150K. I said, "You check it out." He said, "Check it out, whether it is by the economy of this country or when there is a need that they, my home country, there is always supply." That is why that song we're singing, the care of this one, we are not bothered because we know where we are from. If there is a need, there is always a supply. If God has brought the third child, he will make provision. Praise the Lord. We are ambassadors. So as ambassador, I'm telling you, you need to defend your home country. I told the brother in my fellowship, I said, "We need to go for, this is our area. We need to comb it. So shine the light." He said, "No, you don't need our area here. Our area, I know. Let's go and do the evangelism far." I said, The Bible says we should start from Jerusalem. We should start from Jerusalem. When we first of all conquer this our area, then we... Many of you, why the right of this, you are not enjoying the right of the kingdom? It's because you are ashamed of the kingdom you are from. It's because you are ashamed. If you are promoting it, I'm telling you, when the Lord sees you at that your due to pay, doing what is expected of you, who is that wish? Does he want to lose his life? Does he want to lose his life? Does he? Who is that wish? When you are at your due to post, with sickness self, even if you come, you shake it away. Something happened. I went to Maximum for ministration one day. As I was coming back home, I entered in that under that anointing, and I was even hungry. I entered the room to be served, and I met my wife on the seat. To even say welcome, she could not talk. I said, the next day, I said, "Devil, you have misfired, though. Not even a day whereby I have already, maybe I have done anything canna. I was coming from a ministration. I got home for me to..." My wife could not talk. "Daddy, God will bless you. When we get to heaven, I will tell the Lord Jesus Christ to help me. Thank you especially for one thing. You did not raise me to look up to you. You raised me to look up to the author and the finisher of my faith. I will really say, Lord, help me especially. If not, for our daddy, the journey will have been very, very rough. But I made it because of his teachings and everything." I met her, sit her down. She could not. I just laughed. I said, "Devil, you misfire." I said, "I rebuke you now. Leave her. Get up, give me my food. Give me my food." She got up and said, I don't know you have power. I said, a prophet does not have value at all. He said, "You don't know." I said, "It's not power. It's my right. It's my right." I went for a ministration coming home, meeting my wife. If the dad has not raised me to look up to me, maybe by the time I say, I'll be picking call. Won't be timing that day. Maybe network jam. That's how the poor woman would have died. Wake up, brethren. We are supposed to be in charge. We are supposed to be in charge. We are supposed... Who are you? Look at those that have already gone in the journey. Is it David? David, they are the people that know who they were. He was able to conquer Goliath because he knew the covenant he was operating under. Caleb and Joshua were able to take over Jericho because they know that if God is on their side, no power, no giant can stop them from getting there. Praise the Lord. The last scripture I quote that has been exciting me is Esther. Ah, The day I caught the revelation of that scripture, I said, God. No, Esther 6:13. Esther. Aish. That day I said, oh. Now look at this. If we really want to understand better, but time will not permit me to begin to read it from verse 1. Look at it. He said, and Haman told Suresh, his wife, and all his friends, everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Suresh, his wife, unto him. Look at this statement. If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him. But thou shalt do what? Shall surely fall before him. If I be a Christian, who is that wicked that will not fall before me? It was persecuting. Look at Jew. Just because he is a Jew, he is a friend. They know. A demon know who you are. It is you that don't know. It is you that you don't know who you are. Demons. Witches and wizards. The Lord know the level you are. But because you've not sat down to discover, to search the scripture, to discover your place, and lack of that knowledge is still making them to push you. Look at it. It is the friend of the Jew, of Haman. He said, if he be of the seed, meaning that there is a covenant on every Jew. You touch them, you touch the apple of God, and you see the judgment. So we are the God that we serve, that has died for us on the cross, that has purchased us with his blood, does not joke with us. Take your place where? Play your role as an ambassador. Play your role wherever you are, in your business place, in your office, wherever. Stand for Christ. Stand for Christ. You will see the simplest faith you can ever enjoy is Christianity. It is Christianity. The yoke you are called to come and carry is a simple one. The problem, you can't be ashamed of his kingdom and you expect his blessing. You can't be ashamed of his kingdom and expect his blessing. In my place of work, people that call them, they say they are pastors. Pastor in various denominations. A Muslim boy said, he placed it on the platform. He said, he does not know why Christians will be calling Jesus God. A Muslim, he posted it there. School has closed. I have gone for my tutorials. Now I return in the evening. And that thing I'll be pasted. And pastors of denomination, they saw it. He posted it, making mockery. And none of them made comment. I said, immediately I saw that thing. And I called his name. I said, you are a Muslim. You are talking about my Savior. I said, you cannot understand how Jesus became my God. Is it possible to tell a blind man the clothes, the color of the clothes I'm wearing? I said, is it possible? It is, you see, a carnal person cannot understand. And that day, I said, until he apologizes on the platform, that platform that day will be destroyed. The management has to come down. They have to be saying, you don't do. And I said, no. I tell him to apologize. If it was a Christian that made that comment about Muhammad, I know the rashes I would have said. But this one, he will not get me. I stood and that he was made to apologize. Are you proud of your Savior? Are you proud? Are you proud of your Savior? Wherever you are, do they know you? How much evangelism are you doing? How much are you committed to the kingdom? How much? We see every story today. May God help us. But brethren, let us wake up. Let us wake up. So much investment has been made on our behalf. We cannot afford to live as a beggarly element. We cannot be under the fear of demons and being terrorized every day. Everything has been settled. Everything has been settled. We are no longer under the fear. That song that says, to fear. It's late to fear. I am a child of God. Is that your testimony? Every fear. Please, let's sing that song.
of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
A slave at all.
A slave to
fear. Deliver me.
Oh, I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born.
Stand up while that song is going on. Let's go to the Lord's table. Line by line. Let's go to the cross. Oh, yes. That is the source of our